Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday, October the 10th, 2019. I am your host, Mike Keenan, along with my friend and brother in Christ, Mr. Anthony Filorio. Good evening, Anthony. How are you tonight?
Good evening to you, Mr. Keenan. I'm blessed as always. How about yourself?
Good. What do you got in store for us tonight?
Well, being in store, what I have in store for you all tonight is a little something called Time with God. This is something I just found a few moments ago. So here you go. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 28 to 32, "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them." God hates gossip. Look at the list of sins he puts gossip into. It is there alongside haters of God and inventors of evil and malice. Gossip is immensely destructive. When you talk about someone to someone else in a negative way, even if what you are saying is true, you are sinning against God. And you are hurting the person you are talking about. And most of all, you are hurting yourself. Gossiping about others damages your own credibility. It also damages the relationship between them and the person you are talking to. And it hurts the person you are talking about. Gossip may make you feel better about something that irritates you about someone. But in the long run, gossip hurts everyone. God wants you to know that he is offended when you gossip about someone. And this is another scripture that I have that goes with this message. Righteous speech. That's also what this is about. This is also about righteous speech. Just bear with me here. I got a little slowness here. I know there's another scripture that goes with this. Here we go. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, may the words of our mouth and the actions of our heart reflect only the grace you have demonstrated to all mankind. Our words have the power to harm and to heal. Whenever we speak, let us demonstrate the gentleness and charity you showed to all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank
Straight
you, sir.
And to the point, too.
That's how I am. That's what I always do here. So, all right. Daily scripture of the day from my end. And it comes to us once again from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 9, New King James Version for any new listeners out there, which reads, "For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Wow. What a perfect way to what a perfect way to do that on this show. That was awesome too.
That fits right into the lesson I just shared. So with all that, yeah, so with all that being said, that's all I have for this evening. So, Mike, it's floor is yours the rest of the way.
Okay, I got something I want to share with you. God, to teach us to love each other more. It says, it is so very easy to act like the rest of the world instead of participating in gossip and slander. Help us eagerly strive to lead a quiet life, minding our own business. Keep us from being idle. Help all Christians work intelligently so that our daily lives may win the respect of others, and we will not be dependent on and from others. And this comes from the book of Isaiah 4:9-2. And the second one is from Seth 3:6-13.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Anthony, I will share this with you later on.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Because this is something you would want to see.
Absolutely.
And that's all I got for tonight. So that will do it for this edition of Ambassadors of Christ for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. We will be with you, back with you all again on Sunday night. But we got to do the show a little early because we have a guys' night planned.
Yes, we do. Yes,
what
sir.
Time, what time works for you, Anthony?
We planned that boys' night out for what, 7?
Yeah.
So I would say between maybe 5 or 6.
Okay. 5.
Okay then. Yes, 5 works for me.
Okay. We will be back with you all on Sunday night at 5:00 over on Anthony's channel for the next edition of Ambassadors of Christ. Until then, Anthony, you know what to do from here.
I certainly do. For everybody who's been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed weekend. And until Sunday at a special start time of 5 for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ over on my Anchor channel, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on Mike Keenan's Anchor channel here on Anchor.fm. And as the late, great Lawrence Welk would always say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart. While we here at Ambassadors for Christ always say, keep the word of God in your heart. And as our dear friend Pastor Carl Russo used to say at the end of his sermons, not so much anymore, but I kept it alive because I loved it so much when he did it. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike, you know this. Nobody. God bless you is our prayer.
Okay, sir. We'll talk to you again on Sunday night. Until then, bye for now.
Yep, bye for now, brother.
Bye for now.